After the nightmare that was Carolina's first game against the Duke Blue Devils in Chapel Hill, the Tar Heels might have felt like they were dreaming after the final buzzer sounded in Cameron Indoor Stadium Saturday night. UNC used a decisive 24-12 run to end the second half in Durham, pulling away for a 94-81 win in Duke head coach Mike Krzyzewski's last home game. For Tar Heel fans, it may have been the sweetest regular season win in program history. For head coach Hubert Davis, it was the result of a simple game day mantra for his team.
We just talked about our competitive fight, that we had to do three things. We had to plant our feet, we had to stand our ground, and that we had to fight. And if we did those three things, it would put us in a position to do something that a lot of people didn't think we would have a chance to do.
Sophomore guard RJ Davis finished with 21 points on the night, including a critical three-pointer to beat the first half buzzer. The basket cut a Duke lead that had been as large as 9 points down to 2 at the break, setting the Tar Heels up for a big second half. But after the game, RJ Davis was still thinking about what this win meant to Hubert Davis.
Words came in, I'm speechless. I'm so happy for him. A lot of the outside noise has been going on. We just been, having like these blindfolds on, and I'm really worried about what people say and the comments are being said. So we know what the work we put in. HD coached a phenomenal game, and we played a great game. We executed the plays he said. We were able to, get the loose balls 50-50, and I think our toughness showed today.
Davis was one of four Tar Heels to finish with 20 or more points. It's the first time that has happened in program history. Armando Bacot led the way with 23 points and 7 rebounds, and afterward drew calls for ACC Player of the Year from both his teammates and Krzyzewski. Bacot said it was sweet revenge for the blowout in Chapel Hill.
Just how they beat us at home. I mean, it's North Carolina, and losing a game like that at home is something that we all were embarrassed of, and it's something I thought about every day until this game. So I've been fired up. I mean, I seen all the stuff on social media, people saying this and that about me. I mean, I just knew I was going to come out here today and kick ass.
Bacot, one of the elder statesmen on a relatively young Carolina team, also gave his opinion on the magnitude of Saturday's win.
Us going out here and winning a game like this, and I mean, it's probably a 90% chance that we lose today. And just for us to come in here and get this signature win, I mean, I think it's probably one of the greatest Carolina wins that was not a national championship game, so... just glad to say I was a part of it.
Hubert Davis conveyed a similar sentiment after the game. For a group of players who have gone through losing seasons and a year with no fans, it gave them a seminal moment in the history of the program. Davis hopes it's a night they'll remember for a long time.
They continue to hear stories and testimonies and memories from me and Coach Lebo and Coach May. And one of the things that I wanted them to have their own memories, their own testimonies, their own stories of making big shots, being in big moments in a Carolina uniform. They're gathering that now. And so as a coach, that's just really neat to see them have their own experiences, and it's just a lot of fun.
A month ago, it would have been hard to imagine a result like this for this group of Tar Heels, but it happened all the same. It's a game that stands apart in the history of the storied Duke-Carolina rivalry and may not be duplicated ever again. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Michael Coe.